1027 Business with Michael Avery.
We saw risk appetite flickering into life today as we see progress on a debt ceiling in the US, as well as Russia's offer to stabilize energy markets. That certainly lifted sentiment. And it's been a while since we last spoke to Anthea Gardner, MD of Cartesian Capital in the market slot. And Anthea, that's because you've been busy working on an event which is all about ensuring we've got more women in finance. Tell me all about it.
Good evening, Michael. Yes, the 100 Women in Finance is an organization that started in New York City 20 years ago by three women who worked in hedge funds, who decided their aim was to get 100 women working in hedge funds. Needless to say, the world has moved on, maybe not South Africa, but the rest of us. And so they've widened their network and called it 100 Women in Finance. They've got 28 locations. South Africa should be the next one, fingers crossed. And last week we had a global cap intro conference, which was supposed to be for a week, but ended up being 2 weeks. Over 800 meetings between allocators and fund managers, 85 coffee chats, and the coffee chats are so interesting. Some of them kind of very succinct, but five biggest mistakes that fund managers make when pitching to seed investors. My favorite, artificial intelligence investing in emerging markets. So really good meetings and good topics were covered. And I, in fact, just this afternoon had a really great meeting with one of the asset allocators who was at the conference but didn't make it. We didn't get to talk during the conference. And you can imagine how busy everyone is because it's a global conference. So sometimes my meetings would start at 10 in the morning in the UK and finish 10 at night in the US. Well, South Africa time, but because I was speaking to US allocators. And the interesting meeting I had today was a woman and I were talking about diversity of thinking, and she was saying, we discussed kind of what qualifies as diversity. And she said, just because Chinese people are the minority in the US, that doesn't mean the Chinese manager that they've invested in China, which is 10 Chinese men, is a team of diverse thinkers. And we had a good chuckle about kind of the BEE laws in South Africa and how that all plays out. But those are the topics we were covering, and hopefully they'll throw some money at South Africa to be invested in our local markets.
And that's certainly what we're looking for ahead of COP26 as well, as we are looking to access concessional funding. There are lots of other stories as well around why we are a very exciting developing economy to investing. We ended up almost 2% on the JSE today after a very volatile week. It's all about the US jobs number tomorrow. Why do you see the strength and the risk on returning back to the market?
I must admit, when I looked at the market this afternoon, I was a bit surprised because I don't think there's anything specific, and it's mostly driven by the mining stocks. And when I look generally speaking, you know, that 4% drop in German industrial production was quite a shocker, and it's got everyone worried about the risk of stagflation, which of course, as you'll know, is worse to manage than high inflation. But I think this Washington news that the Republicans propose to extend the debt ceiling into December, and that the Democrats are happy with that, probably is a good thing. And then U.S. initial jobless claims fell by 38% last week. And I think it's just a confluence of factors that have driven the market higher. We had not much, a couple of trading statements on the local stocks, which wasn't terrible as well. Granted, some of it was off a fairly low base, I must admit. But I think the news generally was positive, which drove us higher.
Anthea Gardner, MD of Cartesian Capital, with your view from the market here on Hot Business. We'll take it after what has been a very topsy-turvy week in the local market.
Hot 1027 Business with Michael Avery.